7-9-2-5-6. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
We shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Wednesday the 14th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the troublemaker, the guy that we call the other guy.
The troublemaking other guy.
And folks, if you're new to the radio station or the radio show, thank you for joining us. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to know who we are, what it is that we look like, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, please do. I'm getting inundated right now, and I appreciate that. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter. Bradley Dean 1. And folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, it's an hour program. If you'd like to give us a call, please do. Don't wait till the last segment. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and indeed we are. Just go online and check it out.
There is much online, folks. We've got, obviously, Facebook for Sons of Liberty. You can run internationally. You can find Bradley's Facebook. But also, too, just following the headlines and what the press has been going on, we've had a number of different outlets. We had a newscast in here yesterday doing another story, and it's going all over the place. A little tiny town of 800 in Dunkerton, Iowa, exploded into going national. Now it's on
and we're grateful for
Post.
That.
The AP's picked it up on all the wires. USA Today had it covered. You can go into Wisconsin. You can go into Minnesota. You can go in a variety of different outlets. We just did a number of interviews this morning on multiple stations that are syndicated in national and international programs. So a lot of people want to know what the stir is all about. And folks, the stir is about truth. And you can check that out at our Facebook or at sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a lot of it.
You have 50,000 hits on the one about homosexuality.
Oh, that's right.
Which was a non-issue during the assembly until the media made it an issue, folks.
Yep.
See, what they do is they attack, and then they cry victim. They attack, they cry victim. They say, well, aren't you bullying? Go online, folks, and you'll find out who's doing the bullying.
That's right.
You'll also understand the mind of a Marxist, a communist, and a radical. The radicals say, shout, and then shoot. That's it. Don't ask questions. Don't put things into perspective. Don't actually print the truth or, you know, broadcast the truth, because if you did that, well, then you might not have as many listeners as you wanted to had you told them the truth.
That's true.
Isn't that interesting?
Because then it's not all about him or truth or what really is true. It's about what we want.
Can I also say, Jake, too, that piece that you did has 53,000 on it. I'm sorry, in one day, folks, 53,000 hits. It's gone viral now. If you can also check out BreitbartTV.com. You can also check out WorldNet Daily.
That's right.
You can also check out the AP, Associated Press, Washington Post, Fox News. I'm going to play a piece for you in just a couple minutes here. Fox News, an investigative reporter called up, and he said, Bradley, can I come and do an interview? And I said, absolutely. Open our doors wide. He came out. First thing he said when he walked in, wow, I didn't expect it to be like this. I said, what do you mean by that? I knew what he meant. What he meant to say is, boy, I thought you guys were like some little cult hanging out in a little a bunker somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. No, we're right downtown Annandale, Minnesota, for all to come in and see who we are and what it is that we do. They don't know how to respond to people that aren't hiding anything.
That's right.
And then the second thing he said is, he goes, I didn't really expect this from you. And I said, expect what from me? He goes, you're just very courteous. You're very cordial and very engaging. And I said, thank you. I said, why don't you say that to the people during your broadcast? Yeah. So, folks, when we come back from this break, which is coming up in 2 minutes, I'm going to play this piece for you. And by the way, what he doesn't know, well, he should know because we were right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is when we have interviewers or news outlets come into the office here or wherever we're at, if we're on the road, we always videotape them. Mm-hmm. And we might just have to bring in some of the stuff that he kind of conveniently left out. Oh, and by the way, 76% of those that report your papers or broadcast through the media, they believe homosexuality is the norm. And what's also interesting about that is we had a homosexual down here. By the way, he was a really cool guy. But boy, oh boy, did he just keep going after the homosexual questions, trying to catch us in our words, trying to create something. As a matter of fact, when he broadcast, you know what he said? Again, folks, keep in mind, the situation at Dunkerton, homosexuality was a non-issue.
That's right.
They're making it an issue, okay? Because they got to create a monster so they can play the victim.
That's right.
Now, what's interesting is on the front page, you know what it says? It was supposed to be a message of tolerance and bullying.
Oh.
Folks, who said that? Although I do talk about bullying in public schools, you know what I say? You remember Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, April 20th, 1999, when they went into Columbine High School and shot it up? That's where I talk about bullying. I was talking about bullying a long time before the homosexuals got in there and said, hey, we need to do that so we can play the victims. Mm-hmm. I say, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And I say, you know what? That's the furthest thing from the truth. Eric and Dylan were picked on constantly, and that's why they finally snapped.
The product.
Folks, we need to look out for each other. That's my version of bullying. Had nothing to do with homosexuals, folks. Come right back after this break. You got Bradley and Jake. I'm going to play a piece from Fox 9 in Minneapolis, and I'm going to give you a quote as to the accusations that they're slinging and slunging. Be right back. Documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. And talking about how a high school last Thursday in Dunkerton, Iowa, has enraged less than 1.8% of the population of America. But isn't it amazing that the media has it out there like everybody's so angry at about a positive assembly that the students totally loved, and here comes a couple adults to ruin it for them all. And then the media, of course, has to get in there and do their stuff, you know.
The children trapped in adults' bodies.
Yeah.
And the media, which, well, maybe they're children trapped in adults' bodies.
Controversy
too,
is only dreaded by them that advocate errors. I'm curious to know why I'm always the last one called when they do their reports.
Yeah.
How come they're not saying, hey, why don't you come in and do your program for all of us in this arena in Waterloo, Iowa?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you do that and let the people decide? No. We got to demonize.
I'll tell you what they say.
We got to sling and slang and slung the lies.
I'll tell you what they say. Well, you know, I'm supposed to be objective in
this
whole thing.
Or a neutral.
I'm neutral.
No, you're neutered. They want to stay neutered.
Impotent?
Yes, totally.
Impotent.
And they wonder why they have no kids.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyways. So what's one to say?
Don't point the finger, though. Don't point it too hard.
Huh. Anyways, I wanted to play a piece for the people about Fox Channel 9 yesterday. They came in here. Very cool guys. Both of them were, actually. And the reporter, who happened to be a homosexual, and that was his whole report, by the way, comes in. Whoa, I didn't expect this. It's the first thing he says to me. I said, cool, why don't you tell the people that when you do your report? Mm-hmm. He said, man, he goes, you're very cordial and very engaging. I said, well, thank you. Why don't you tell those people that are going to watch your report tonight? He goes, going to watch it at 9? I said, I'll be watching it at 9. I said, you know what? I'm starting to like you. Just get out of here. I said that a couple times. I said, Jake, quit talking to him. You're going to start to like him. You always like reporters. For the most part, they're always really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Until you see what they report.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful.
That salesman that sells you that used car, he's always honest and trustworthy.
Yeah, he's not going to come up to you like he had no coffee in the morning,
that's,
you know,
right.
Angry.
What do you want? Do you want a car?
Yeah. It's not
give me a break.
It's not like he's going to come up to you and start, you know, smacking you around.
I'm a liar. What do you want a car from me for?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Not interesting. So anyways, in saying that, I want to play this piece. It was on Fox News last night. And folks, just notice this. Notice the personal attacks. They made it personal. All right, here we go.
They call him Minnesota's junkyard prophet. And some parents and teachers in Iowa say Bradley Dean's presentation to a local high school was just that, junk.
Yeah. Included in that assembly were pictures of aborted fetuses and men dying of AIDS, along with some outrageous claims. Tonight, Dean is defending himself and his message in a rare television interview. Tom Lydon has the exclusive for us, Tom.
Well, Bradley Dean's youth ministry made this presentation at Dunkerton High School last week. That's near Waterloo, Iowa. School administrators say it was much different than a lecture he gave there nearly a decade ago. But if they had simply Googled Bradley Dean, they might have known what they were in for. Wherever he goes, controversy seems to follow.
Would you allow your son or daughter to spend the night at Elton's house?
Can you stop for a second?
Public school.
Guys, first of all, I just wanted to let you know that Jake was the one that did the high school assembly.
That's right.
This is where they blew it right off the bat.
You know, I've seen so many posts of Bradley Dean at assembly. Above is a video of me. Now, if anybody's seen Bradley, he's quite a bit taller than I am, and he has a lot longer hair.
Elvis Presley looking.
Exactly.
Buff.
Buff.
My wife would say.
I'm the opposite of that. I'm about 2'6". I look like a mole. I have a big mole on my face.
Bent nose.
I'm losing my hair.
Bear patch.
I squeak when I talk.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they got us confused.
Well, you got a good heart. God's got a good heart in there, so that's
what,
all that matters.
What good is that? The press doesn't care about heart.
And you know what's terrible about all this? Is your wife sitting back there saying nothing to me right now, Jake.
What?
She's absolutely allowing this.
She would disagree with everything.
This landslide of criticism falling upon the head of her husband. This is ridiculous.
As a matter of fact, that's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay, so I just wanted to stop right in the center, folks. Bradley Dean's assembly. Folks, just right off the bat, I didn't do the assembly. Jake did the assembly. Keep going.
Hello.
Would you allow your son or daughter to spend the night at Elton's house?
It was supposed to be a public school assembly on bullying and tolerance. But the speaker took a turn with the lyrics of Elton John and Lady Gaga.
That's the same thing as somebody who chooses to be sexually deviant, to go out and be promiscuous, to commit adultery, to fornicate, to engage in homosexual lifestyle. She's putting the two together saying this is how I was born.
Can you stop for a second? Really quick. I heard you talk about fornication.
Yep.
Sex
before marriage.
Before marriage. I heard you talk about adultery.
Yep.
I heard you talk about sexual deviancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard you talk about homosexuality.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to interject real quick, who said anything about an anti-bullying assembly or a tolerance send forth message? No, it's an American constitutional message is what it is.
Yeah.
You can put bullying on either side of that, by the way, folks. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Sexual lifestyle. She's putting the two together saying this is how I was born.
Some parents and teachers were outraged by that and pictures of aborted fetuses. The man behind the lecture, none other than Bradley Dean.
Isn't it interesting how the liberals and the radicals work? They attack and then they cry victim.
Yeah, that's right.
Victim of what?
From his ministry in Quiet Little Annandale, the tracksuit preacher is still battling the culture wars, both on his radio show and in lectures to more than 300 schools across the country.
I knew there was a little bit of controversy over the issue of showing the aborted babies. Then we just said, well, if you're going to advocate it, then show the kids what it is. And they said, well, it's offensive. And we said to them, well, it's supposed to be offensive.
But there was at least one blatant falsehood from one of Dean's preachers, Jake McCauley.
Do you know the average age death of a homosexual male is 42 years old? Yeah, his actions literally kill him.
I don't tell them that being homosexual is bad. I never do that.
You just told them that they're only going to live to be 42, and that fact's not correct.
Well, isn't that a dangerous lifestyle?
But that fact's not correct.
Is it not? Yeah, it is.
In fact, that number comes from a small study of gay men in Vancouver during the peak of the AIDS crisis.
Stop for a second really quick there. Okay, you said, the news anchor did, that's not true. Oh. And Jake said, yes, it is true. And then he comes back on his report, if anybody didn't catch this, and said, this comes from a small number of homosexuals in Vancouver.
Well, with AIDS.
Isn't that what Jake just got done saying?
Exactly.
And he said it was false, and then he affirmed what Jake said. Did anybody catch that, or is that just me?
But he didn't like that fact, so of course.
He didn't. Yeah, okay, let's go on here, guys. Come on. Come on.
Is it not? Yeah, it is.
In fact, that number comes from a small study of gay men in Vancouver during the peak of the AIDS crisis.
That's what Jake said.
And keep in mind, this is during an assembly on bullying.
Dean says he doesn't see the connection.
They're trying to stop anybody that's objectionable to the homosexual lifestyle to suppress their free speech. That's exactly what's going on.
Well, I think their view is that the school district should provide a safe environment for all kids.
That's right. That's right.
Whether they're homosexual. Well, it's not special. It's not special to say that the gay kids shouldn't be picked on.
Okay.
That's not special.
Okay.
Right?
Dean has his detractors, but he also had plenty of supporters down in Iowa, too. And with every controversy, like his prayer before the legislature, he gets more press, like this full-page spread in the New York Times. One thing's clear, Bradley Dean's not stopping or going away anytime soon.
Do you feel like these messages are appropriate messages in a public high school?
Absolutely. It's constitutional. It's an American message.
In person, I have to say, Dean is remarkably cordial and engaging. His critics say that's also what makes him so dangerous, especially with an impressionable audience of high school students. The school superintendent down in Dunkerton, Iowa, says they'll be carefully screening speakers in the future and is vowing this won't happen again.
Now, I got a question for you. Dangerous to who? That was, by the way, that was personal. That was totally personal. I'll give him a compliment, and then what I'll do is I'll throw a wet blanket on it on the very end of that.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of curious, who am I dangerous to? Mm-hmm. I said it was an American constitutional message. I'm not the one asking for the laws to be overthrown. I'm not the ones beating at the foundations of our country like this administration and the homosexual agendas are doing.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, what I'd like to read, and by the way, I showed this to him. I said, it's amazing how the radicals work. They attack and they cry victim. Did you know that Obama appointed Chai Feldblum, an open lesbian who was nominated to serve as commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission? Listen to what Chai said. I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government's interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for, not for us, for gay people.
Mm.
So who's this working against, folks? If you stand up against the homosexual lifestyle, that pocket of resistance must be squelched.
Yep.
Your religion has nothing to do with it. We must eradicate the First Amendment. What did I say during the report? This is aimed at freedom of speech.
Yep.
It is. They can teach him in health class that it's okay to sodomize. They'll show him how to sodomize. They'll show him how to have oral sex. They'll show him how to put on a condom. Right? But to say anything contrary to that, see, this is what happens when the American people forsake our laws.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
you what open is. The door to the lawless, and then they want their rights.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that's why you're in trouble today. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take these phone calls right when we come back. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977, or check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jake and Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. As promised, we're going to take these phone calls real quick. We got Dave from Iowa calling in. Welcome to the show, sir.
Dave, you there?
From Iowa. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to know where some of these people are getting their facts from, because something that I keep hearing all the time is, you know, the leading cause of suicide in America is homophobia and all this other stuff. I just want to know where they're getting that kind of stuff.
Well, the question, the question is, as I've said so many times, they're looking to create monsters so they can play the victim, and what they want to do is they want to overthrow, and so what they do is they can. By the way, Kirk Cameron just recently answered a question, I believe it was on CNN a week ago, and they were actually saying that he was an accessory to murder, because he said that gay marriage, homosexual marriage, was not healthy. See, so what you're doing is you're seeing them combat free speech. And the question I have for you or anybody else out there that's listening right now, who's confusing these kids?
That's right.
Do you have a mommy and daddy? Yes, I do. Did God create you to be with a woman and a woman with a man? Yes, he did. And that's what he said. What happens when you begin to disobey God? Here comes confusion to face. And what happens when you become confused? Well, then you lose hope because you have your feet on nothing, and then you try to figure out what the problem is. So what's happening is the homosexual agenda and the propagandists and the radicals are attempting to blame anybody that speaks out against it as a hate crime. See, so for all those tolerant people out there, especially in the conservative circles that are saying, oh, just leave them alone. Folks, let me say it this way. It's not leave them alone. It's the homosexuals need to leave the heterosexuals alone. Let's put it into perspective here, folks. What we need to do is get back to our laws and magnify them, and we're not going to have these issues anymore, Dave. So if this is coming down through their indoctrination in public schools, it's, again, not education, it's indoctrination, and that's why these kids are confused.
That's right.
So thanks for the call, Dave. We got Christina in Kansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Yo, man, how's it going, dude?
What was that?
How's it going, man? I'm a huge fan of you guys' radio show. And, you know, I was listening earlier today, and you guys were saying that, you know, what are these people afraid of? And I know what they're afraid of. The criminals and the liberal whack jobs are afraid of you, you know? That's why they don't want you guys speaking the truth.
Yeah, well,
so that's what, you know, I'd be saying. Anyway, so besides that point, you know, what I don't get, it's the fact that, you know, people will stand behind Kirk Cameron, the church, but they won't stand behind this, you know, your guys' ministry. It just completely blows my mind. So could you explain that to me?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much for your call. As a matter of fact, boy, that was kind of weird. That sounded like a white lady trying to be a black lady or something like that. Maybe, well, she is down south. She's getting pretty close, so I'll give her that, right?
Maybe south?
Okay.
Souther?
Okay, so in saying that, let's answer a question, Jake.
Uh-huh. Why does Kirk Cameron get all the love from the church, and why don't we? Well, let me say this. On the contrary, we are getting a lot of folks that are emailing with very encouraging emails and things like that. Now, what you see is the mainstream is willing to embrace people that look like them, smell like them, and talk like them. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's fine. I think
and have bad breath like them.
Yeah, and if they do, that's right. And I think that's fine. I think we should support people like Kirk who are willing to stand on moral issues and topics. And what he said, there was nothing wrong with anything that he said. But also, don't disregard and put off to the side like the Pharisees of old did to the John the Baptist and those that didn't look like them, smell like them, and their methods weren't like them. And they were a little more aggressive than the average Joe because that little more aggression shows a little more love, a little more willingness to step out, a little more willingness to lose one's life for the cause and for the purpose.
I didn't know that we were there to try to maintain a reputation.
That's true.
And it's interesting.
Of no reputation.
That's right. And it was interesting. I do got to say this. Mm-hmm. I know that the question was out of bounds concerning Kirk Cameron during that CNN interview. Can you actually pull that up, please? And the news anchor actually asked the question, so what's your stance on gay marriage? And he just basically said, is it sin? Mm-hmm. Well, now, Kirk Cameron's a preacher, and he didn't answer the question as being sin. It is sin, folks. It's 1 John 3:4. Just like stealing's a sin, just like lying's a sin, just like coveting's a sin, just like having other gods is a sin, just like taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain is a sin.
Fornication.
But here again, we got to pull it right to ourselves and play the victim and create the monster. And so what we have to do there in this situation is get behind our man. And I'll tell you this, if I'm kind of trying to be a little facetious here. I think there's a little bit of trying to protect reputation a little bit, and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I look in the book of Philippians chapter 2, it talks about Christ made himself of no reputation.
Yeah.
So why are we? Well, because we don't want to be known as the hate mongers.
Oh.
Well, that's like a cop walking down the street and saying, hey, listen, I don't want to be known as the guy that upholds righteousness throughout the land.
And what are they going to call me if I do that?
I know. I mean, just think if someone steals and I throw them in jail, what are they going to call me? They're going to call me a guy that hates those that steal.
That's right.
And what about those that kill? I mean, and I'm a cop and I enforce those laws and throw him in jail for murdering somebody else because he didn't love his neighbor as himself. I mean, my gosh, they might label me as a hater for putting someone that kills in jail. Or how about someone that lies constantly? I mean, if I enforce the laws against a liar, they might call me a hater. Folks, this comes down to common sense. I love good cops, and I hope you do too. I love good governments, and I hope you do too. I love good laws, and I hope you do too. I love the God of the Bible, and I hope you do too.
And we can't
by magnifying the right folks doesn't make it hate. And if a small portion of the population wants to say you're hating because you're loving, then let them do what they want to do. That's like the criminal calling the cop a pig.
Mm-hmm.
You hate me for enforcing those laws. No, the cop looks at him and says, no, I love liberty. That's why I'm enforcing the laws. And I care enough about you to teach you your lesson so you don't violate conscience any longer.
That's right.
And that's what the church should be doing.
Chosen, you can't be ambiguous with that message. And what I said before about, you know, this commentary of what he said, and some people go a little bit further. Listen, John the Baptist was of the Levitical order. His father was a priest. He could have done the right thing, played his reputation right, lived in the courts where the priests get, and earned his living doing that. But what did he say? I'm going to go a step forward. Yep. And when I said before, you can't be ambiguous with the message. When you go out and you tell people, well, you know, homosexuality, it is sin. That's exactly what it is. You can't blur the lines, or you're just as guilty as the other side for condemning you for saying that it is.
Let me ask the listener. And by the way, folks, the lines are open right now, 1-877-807-9977. Are you complaining about this government today that continuously calls you names on a 24/7 basis? Are you angry with this government that is not being ruled by the laws of the Constitution and its embodiments? Well, you know what this government and its administration is doing? Not all, but this administration, namely, what are they doing? They're demonizing anybody that doesn't agree with their lawlessness. So let me ask you something. If I call you a hater because you're correcting this government, what would you say to me? I don't care. Mm-hmm. This is my country.
I can live with that.
Yeah, that's right. Guess what I'm doing. But there are people in the church trying to protect a reputation that God didn't promise to give them. He said, you're going to be hated for my namesake. And let me ask you the question finally, folks. When did hate ever tell the truth? Mm-hmm. When did hate ever tell the truth? Let's listen to Kirk Cameron real quick, because that's what the caller was asking
about. Can I make a point to that? Why Kirk Cameron's on Piers Morgan? Because he just released a documentary. So this documentary is just about God and the heritage of our Christian
nation. It was a non-issue.
Not about homosexuality and the sin of homosexuality. It had nothing to do with that. It had about to do with the monuments and the pretty buildings in D.C. and how we have a Christian, godly, Judeo-Christian heritage.
And Kirk Cameron was on this program, and out of nowhere, here comes the question. Just like what the media is doing to us today, folks, the only thing that we can say about the whole situation is he's getting a whole lot of people in the professed church in America to back him up and to encourage him. Mm-hmm. But it's like, let's take it a step further let's not care what they have to say, folks. I mean, can you imagine our forefathers? Oh, you know what? That tyrant King George, he's calling us dangerous and designing men.
We're going to lose our
He's calling us terrorists. We better not. Hey, folks, what is this administration calling you?
That's right.
You patriots, you conservatives, you Christians, what is he calling you? He's attacking your faith. He's attacking your Constitution. How do you like it, haters? Are you starting to understand?
That's right.
And people are fed up with it, folks. Let's go ahead and play that piece with Kirk Cameron.
If I asked you, for example, what your view of gay marriage is, what would you say?
Well, go ahead and ask me.
What is your view of gay marriage?
I feel like I just got imported into the Christine O'Donnell interview you did back in August.
Well, no, I mean, that was the way she wouldn't talk about stuff in her own book.
I know.
I'm just saying, these issues are interesting to me about what you would tell your kids, who you're trying to protect, for example.
Yes.
Would you tell them that gay marriage is a sin?
I would tell my children, as I tell them what I believe myself, and dealing with these social issues, whether it's abortion or gay marriage.
What do you believe?
I believe that marriage was defined by God a long time ago. Marriage is almost as old as dirt, and it was defined in the garden between Adam and Eve, one man, one woman, for life, till death do you part. So I would never attempt to try to redefine marriage, and I don't think anyone else should either. So do I support the idea of gay marriage? No, I don't.
Do you think homosexuality is a sin?
I think that it's unnatural. I think that it's detrimental.
Folks, he's trying to set up Kirk. He's trying to put a bullseye on Kirk, and that's exactly what he did.
And he's proud of it, because when he interviewed Michelle Bachmann a little bit later, he said, yeah, he was on my show.
Should we play that?
All over the world.
I want to hear this one as well.
People were talking about
this. I think people need to hear who's doing the bullying.
That's right. I was just going to bring that up. If you want to talk about bullying, I can get emails all day long. And I've met a few bullies here after we talk about this topic.
Well, I got a death threat today, too, by the way.
Death threats,
from those tolerant, loving,
that's
homosexual
communities. They're anti-bullying.
Yeah.
They don't want bullies.
Yeah.
And so the best way to get rid of bullies is become a bully and kill all the bullies? I mean, is that what they're thinking they're going to do?
I guess
I want peace and harmony, so I'm going to kill everybody, so then there'll be peace and harmony because there'll be nobody left to...
We want to coexist, but you better do it our way.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to coexist, but see, you're going to wear handcuffs and be in jails, and then we'll be out here. But we'll coexist. You'll just be in that little...
You know what's really common when I get these emails from these people? I've gotten about 30 or 40 over the last day and a half. They always attack God, too.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
See, because he's at war with.
That's exactly right.
You know, I think a good point to that.
What was your point?
A good point to this, too. Well, the bullying and the haters. But a good point to what you were just saying is they're attacking God. Look, this issue isn't, as Bradley said, I was the one who did the assembly. But yet they're pointing them at Bradley. And then they go from Bradley to God. The real issue isn't a personality.
Well, now they're starting to attack Elton John.
Oh, yeah. Elton John.
But how are they doing that?
Bad guy.
Homosexual good marriage, guy. Never in the history of mankind. They want to try something
it's
new.
On the topic?
Is that called tempting
debate.
God?
Is that normal?
It is.
Healthy.
Never in the history of mankind. We'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
You know, I better be careful of that because people think I'm serious about that.
Well, I am.
What's that?
I am.
Philippians 2:7, but he himself was made of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Boy, we're seeing a radical move in this country where they detest the sacrifice of our veterans. Mm-hmm. And I say that to say this, because they're willing to overthrow the laws of our Constitution, in which men died to ratify. Just think about that.
That's exactly right. Blood.
That's why this message is so dangerous to the unlawful, to the lawless.
That's
why?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's the answer that they're looking for. That's in so many ways. And folks, we're not magnifying this. The media is magnifying this. And we're just setting the record straight for you. Here, real quick, I wanted to get to this because, Jake, now they're saying online, one teacher said this of Jake's assembly. The boys were shown images of musicians who died of drug overdoses. Oh, we wouldn't want to do that. Let's wait until the kid dies. Okay.
Show
first.
A picture of him then.
Yeah, it's like the drunk drivers. Let's wait until somebody dies before we actually, I mean, let's get away from prevention is better than cure. Yeah. I'm being facetious. Let's not warn them before they commit the crime or they OD on drugs. No, let's not do that, they say. The teacher's angry that Jake was showing pictures of musicians who died of drug overdoses. Then she goes on, a video of the event shows a band member criticizing Elton John and the Lady Gaga for encouraging sexual deviancy. That's all they're encouraging is promiscuity, folks. Elton John, Lady Gaga, that's what they're promoting. Oh, by the way, by design. They're not there to encourage young people to magnify the laws of the land, to be good law-abiding citizens,
nope.
To love their neighbor as them. No, they're teaching these kids how to break the laws, how to violate their conscience, how to sin before God and violate God, give him the finger, because that's really what it is. A lot of them not knowing that that's what they're doing, of course. She talks about that which is good like it's evil. Well, at least she told the truth.
Yeah.
Elton said it and Lady Gaga said it. Mm-hmm. Jake, will you give us that quote from Elton John? God forbid you ever let the kids know what Disney's promoting through their singers.
Yep. And it goes like this. I crave to be loved. There's nothing wrong with going to bed with somebody of your own sex. I just think people should be very free with sex. They should draw the line at goats.
That's terrible.
That's a quote. And then I go on later
instead
to talk to
instead of
him.
Looking at Elton as one that's promoting bestiality all the way up to.
Yeah. It's not quite.
They're simply saying that, man, I can't even believe he showed the kids this. Jake asked the students during the assembly how many seen Lion King. Every one of their hands went up. 99% of them, literally. Don't show him what he's promoting. By the way, I've said this before. I guarantee you, if we had a good lawful attorney out there, he could go after the industry in so many different ways for their violations of law. We don't have liberty to promote lawlessness, but yet that's what they're defending, folks. And then when the law is done away with, don't sit back and complain and say, well, where did that come from?
That's right.
Where did that come from? You know, one of the things a reporter said to me last night is he said, why is it that when you say stuff, you bring the worst out of people? It's like it's incendiary, Bradley. I said, well, that's what truth does. When they walk in darkness, just like rats do, the analogy that you gave yesterday, just like rats do when they're in their dark little circles.
Little cockroaches.
Yeah. Then you turn the lights on. They hate it. They run for the corner, don't they? Isn't that interesting?
Get to the darkness quick. And
well,
that shows
when
that
the commandment
is...
comes, sin revives.
Right. And that shows
the law is good, holy, just. I'm sorry. The commandment is holy. The law is good, just and holy.
Mm-hmm.
And
what, just and good.
Yes.
Yep.
And they're acting like what God says is right is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's what shows how criminal this mindset is. Because criminals don't come out and say, I robbed a bank, here's my new car. No, they love their new car, but the method that they took to get that new car, they're ashamed of. They keep it in the darkness. When you're doing bad things, you're always ashamed to come out in the light. When you're doing good things, for instance, our message was completely in the light. Everything that we can say or do is in the light. Why? Because we're not ashamed of our methods. They line up with those methods that have kept your nation free. They line up with the principles of the Bible and Scripture. They line up with truth, which doesn't need to be propped up. But those criminals, like those cockroaches, and I call them criminals,
rats,
folks, because
come
that's
on.
What they are.
Rats are better.
Yeah, rats. I just remember the cockroaches.
Rats,
they were spooky people.
Yes.
Like to do it in darkness. So shedding a little bit of light, then they try to demonize you. And then, as you said before, then they start to attack the God who gives us light. So it has nothing to do with personal. They want to point it at a person, knowing full well that they're at war with God, their creator and their redeemer. It's like being at war with those men and women that have died for our country. Yeah. It's like being at war, going
up to the spiritual Jesus Christ dying for the sins of the world.
Going up to the tomb of the unknown soldier and just cursing him out. Why would you do that?
Well, I'd never do that.
That's what you're doing.
They do it through ignorance because nobody's ever taught him. I mean, that's what you had to do is you had to take away the teachings of the Constitution back in 62. You have to take down God from the walls, which, by the way, you're never going to get rid of God.
No, folks.
That's ridiculous. If you're still breathing, that's how near God is.
That's
Without the spirit, the body is dead. If you're breathing, you have the spirit, therefore God is nigh.
That's right.
So in saying that, it's pretty amazing. Anything you wanted to kind of like...
Well, I was thinking about that process that you're talking about there, because now what they say, for instance, bands, for example, when they push their lyrics, we just talked about Elton John, what he said, and then some of his lyrics where he performed a song with Eminem, just a raunchy, dirty song. Man locks his girlfriend in her trunk and pushes her and drowns her into a river.
Oh.
Then you've got Lady Gaga, who talks about being born this way, doing porn shoots. I just talked to the male lady. She said, I like Lady Gaga. I said, have you seen one of her videos? Oh, yeah, they're awful. I said, well, I talked to kids about not listening to it, and you're telling me there's something wrong with that? Are you nuts? It
tells you what's inside of her.
It totally does, what they're willing to tolerate. So then musicians come up, and they say, well, since what we're doing breaks the law, now we have to come up with a right to be able to do it. So they take a right, freedom of speech or whatever, gay marriage, you name it, put the topic in there, any lawless behavior. Now, once I have the freedom to do something, now there needs to be a law created to protect my freedom to do that.
Yeah.
So do you see how they do the reverse? They look at, well, it's against the law, therefore I've got to create a new right, and then I can create a new law.
They cut off God's word, and then they submit themselves to a tyrannical government.
And even in some of these topics, it's so basic. Even if you don't believe in God, and there's plenty of people that don't believe in God that believe in our message, it's common sense. It's the law of nature. You promote a family, a good, stable family, gives a kid a good opportunity in life, he's less apt to destroy his life. Homosexuality is a destructive practice. I'm talking to you about
sex. You know what's interesting, too? Just keep in mind, folks, and I want to reiterate this real quick. The assembly, homosexuality was a non-issue.
Yeah, that's right.
Look where this is.
Yep.
And by the way, we're not defending. We're contending.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
And shedding light. That's right.
Big difference. Mm-hmm. We're just showing you what they're doing. Is they're crying victim.
Yeah.
Victim of what? The laws that used to be established.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yep. And how many, and this again, going back to the criminal mentality. See, some people like to play games with us. Oh, they're just misled. No. This is a criminal mindset. You go to jail. How many of those guys sit in jail are guilty if you ask them?
Yeah.
No, man, that cop, I'm telling you, you should have seen what he did. Oh, I can't even believe that judge, man, he didn't let me get a chance.
Yeah, who?
How many times have you been here? Well, this is my fourth time, but the last time I didn't deserve to be here. I'm trying to tell you, I'm innocent.
You know what's interesting? Just the other day, I heard a kid, he's in trouble, and he said, I've already got two strikes against me. This is what he said. We're talking about this little bunny, going down this bunny trail. He said, I got to be careful so I don't do the third one.
That's right. How careful were you on the first two?
That's right. He didn't care that he violated conscience two times, but he better be aware of the third time because then the law will come down on him. What kind of a message are you sending to the people if you're sitting on a bench, folks?
It ain't love.
No, it ain't.
Nope. And he'll be very careful on what he doesn't understand, that young person.
It might just be him that he becomes a victim of.
That's right, the destruction on the other side. So what we do is we come in, fast forward, and say, here's the choice. Here's the end. Here's the destruction. For instance, the piece on the man with AIDS, dying of AIDS.
Yeah.
Here's the choice, sexual deviancy, going on fornicating, sleeping around. Here's the destruction, AIDS. They don't show you that. No more than a fish knows there's a hook on the other side of the bait.
That's right. Thank you for all these phone calls today. By the way, folks, we've been getting phone calls, but they're gotcha questions. They're trying to do what Mr. Morgan was doing with Michelle Bachman and Kirk Cameron. Yeah. They just want to get you on the show, or they want to get on the radio show, our radio show, and then ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gotcha questions because they're trying to set you up. We're not, you know, it's not like, folks, we were just born yesterday. So if you're going to call in, at least be responsible about it. You got 53 countries listening to you. This isn't a game. This is about our freedom, and this is about fighting for who we are as a nation.
That's right.
The preservation. So if you want to play games, call someone else's radio show and try to get them in their gotcha questions.
Call Pierce Morgan.
Totally.
Give him a call. I'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah, I mean, what's your opinion? Hey, and by the way, for the girl that called in and she was trying to be black, ooh, that was bad.
Southern?
Maybe that was really bad. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. We will talk at you tomorrow.
And we are the sons.